You've probably seen crime shows like CSI and America's Most Wanted, where artists work with victims to get a drawing that helps identify a criminal. This job is performed by a forensic illustrator. If you've seen one of those drawings on the news in Kansas City, then you've seen the work of artist and author Lee Hammond, who lives in Overland Park. As part of our Odd Job series, Casey Curran's Suzanne Hogan met up with Lee to look at how using memories, the face of a suspect or victim can come to shape.
A day can change quickly for artist Lee Hammond. She's been working on call for the Kansas City Police Department for over 30 years. She says you never know when you'll get the call to come in and help solve a case.
I take my little bag here that's got my drawing pencils and the things that I use for shading and erasers, and I'll show up immediately.
Using these tools and facial identification books, which are filled with pages of examples of different physical characteristics, Lee sits down with victims or witnesses to try to turn a memory into a composite drawing.
Everybody thinks, I couldn't describe my own mother. Well, you probably couldn't, but when you compare it to pictures, you know when it's right and you know when it's not right. And so through process of elimination, it almost gets exciting and fun, and they kind of forget what they went through, and it's like a whole different situation.
Lee's been doing this for a long time, and she says there's one major common misconception about this line of work.
People don't really understand what a composite is. They want it to be a portrait, and when they see the drawing and they see the mugshot of the person we've apprehended, if it doesn't look identical to the guy, they think it wasn't a good composite.
A composite drawing is supposed to represent a grouping of facial characteristics to create a category that helps police officers narrow a search. Now, working as a forensic artist is only one small part of what Lee does for work. Inside her home studio in Overland Park, she works as an art teacher nearly every day of the week. Today, four women are chatting and working on paintings of their grandchildren or forest landscapes. It's a stark contrast from a crime investigation.
Oh, that was so much fun.
She shows student Susan Sinclair how to use a sponge to add details to a tree trunk.
Gives you texture. Look at it.
Sinclair is a freelance artist for Hallmark and has been coming here for classes for over 10 years. But when she first signed up, she didn't know that Lee was painting more than animals, flowers, and celebrity portraits.
I didn't know about any of her other careers. Or the fact that she was in America's Most Wanted.
Lee's drawings have played a major role in solving local and national cases, much like some sort of superhero. She can transform quickly to answer the call.
I can feel myself changing from the person I am in this room that's kind of goofy and all over the place and having fun with my students. And I get called and I get in the car and I can feel this change coming up over me where I'm straightening up and I'm getting more firm. And by the time I park my car and I walk in that police department, I'm a different person. So I morph into this forensic investigator, if you will.
Art has always been a part of Lee's life, but before she was an art teacher or did forensic art, she had hopes of going into law enforcement. She worked the late night shift for the Lincoln Police Department and was preparing for the academy. Sometimes she would bring in outside art projects to help pass the time during the long, boring shifts. Other officers there were also super bored, and while watching Lee draw, they decided to make up a game.
They would come in and they would pick out the ugliest people they could find out of their mug files and try to describe them to me. For some reason, it came easy to me, and I was like spot on, and it became, draw the ugly mug shot every night.
And the practice from this game paid off in a very real way. One day, the day lieutenant called her in to do a composite for an abduction case.
I was just freaking out. I didn't know what to do.
But they figured Lee giving it a try was better than nothing, so she had a go at it.
I worked with her for about 5 hours, and we got a drawing. And the very next day, we apprehended him because the drawing looked so much like him that his own wife turned him in, saw the picture in the paper, and turned him in.
From that point on, they decided not to send Lee to the academy, but instead to Smith & Wesson forensic training. There, she learned about the facial anatomy of different races, interview techniques, how to make sketches after a body has started to decompose, age progression, and some psychology. It's a combination of art skills and people skills. Building a rapport is key to the process.
Especially with rape cases, or especially women, they're a lot more at ease with me than some, 6'5" burly cop that's sitting there, doing the interview. So they'll tell me things that they wouldn't tell someone like that.
Lee steps aside from the art class to show me a portfolio of drawings that represent cases she's been a part of.
This was a gentleman that was found dead floating in a creek, and no one could identify him. Well, there's the Alley Camp murder. This was Precious Doe. Do you remember Precious Doe?
Precious Doe, the pseudonym assigned to the unidentified body of a young girl who was found decapitated in Kansas City about 10 years ago. The case shocked the community with its brutality. Now, you can't put somebody's death photo on the news to identify them, so Lee worked with law enforcement to create a rendering of Doe so that the community could help in identifying her and find her killer. But the case took a toll on Lee.
I worked on Precious Doe for probably a week, and I remember my son, he said that after he'd gone to bed, if he got up, he could see my light on down in the living room, and he could hear me crying because it was that disturbing. And I never really got over that one.
Like any profession that deals with violence and trauma, it can have its emotional challenges in hand with the technical. With more and more departments using computer programs, finding someone like Lee who does composites by hand is becoming more rare. She says computer programs are better than nothing, but still believes that a personal, hands-on approach leads to more accurate results, which make the job that much more rewarding. Lee's accuracy record for identifying victims and suspects in cases is 100%. For KCUR News, I'm Suzanne Hogan.
You can see a slideshow of composite drawings from forensic artist, teacher, and author Lee Hammond on our website at kcur.org. This story is part of Casey Kern's Odd Job series. If you know somebody with an odd job, we'd like to know about it. So send us an email at kcurrents@kcur.org. Coming up, a look at what Kansas looked like 100 years ago. This is Casey Currents.